Blog Talk Radio.
Hi.
Hiya.
Hear you, Caroline. There is no sound coming through. No sound. Okay, so I am Joni Isinger, and I am the co-host of the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. And Caroline usually starts off the show. She's going to dial out and dial in. Hopefully you all who are listening will be able to hear me while she clicks out and on again. So we Facebook message each other if there are problems. And I told her by messenger, Facebook Messenger right now, if you're talking, we cannot hear you. So she said she's going to dial out and dial in. Sorry about the technical difficulties. This is not a Mercury in retrograde. This is June 20th, 2023, and we're not in a retrograde. To just keep this going until she comes on. Caroline and I have been doing the show for many years, and we found each other on LinkedIn. I actually scrolled around, and she was there, and I asked her whether she wanted to Skype with me. And that's not a usual thing. We normally don't just pick up with a video conversation all at once on LinkedIn. And we've been fast friends ever since. And we decided a few years into it, into our friendship, that we would do a show together. So
Joni, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that, everyone. Had a little bit of a technical hitch. So, yeah, you carry
yes.
on, Joni. I'll listen, and then we'll
yes.
talk in a minute. Yeah.
Sure, sure. So just in terms of the preamble, we decided that we would do a show a few years into being friends. We've never met each other, but we are friends, and we are very close, and we keep in touch often. And we found that the show that we actually did a show on someone else's show. We tag-teamed somewhere else. It was so remarkable that we decided we would do that here on Blog Talk, and the rest is history. So we have this live call-in show where people ask questions, and since Caroline and I are also healers, if there are blocks that we, you know, with our claircognizance and the other clairs going, where we channel that there are blocks to a person moving forward optimally, we will address the blocks and do a healing remotely with the caller.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's our gig. So Caroline, why don't you introduce yourself first?
Hi. Well, as I said, well, I did say it actually before, but obviously you couldn't hear me. So I'm Caroline Crystal Hart. I'm actually founder of Crystal Hart Psychics, which we've actually been in business now 10 years, which is a psychic telephone line where you can call any one of our readers 24/7. We do have an American number as well as a UK number and an Australian number. And our my readers are available 24 hours. We do close at 2 o'clock in the morning UK time, just till early hours. But, you know, we are more or less on premium lines. If you're in the UK, we're available 24/7. As Joni has said, both myself and Joni are healers predominantly, but we do also have many gifts. I discovered my gift in 2004, I think it was, where my horse at the time got sick, and I was having this very strong intuition that if I put my hands on him, it would actually make him feel better, which it actually did. We went through a whole process, and then also at the time my ex-husband sadly was committing adultery. And it was quite funny because, and I think a lot of women do go through this, and men probably as well. I'm not discounting men as well. But I think if a partner actually is doing that, you know in your heart, you know in your gut, there's something that in your gut that tells you this isn't right. And as much as you feel that you've been together a very long time, there's something that just tells you. And obviously my intuition was saying this was happening. My logical brain didn't want to believe it. And it was actually what I was feeling was correct. So I then went on a journey of, obviously I got divorced and everything else. And then I actually went through what's classified as a dark night of the soul, where it makes you question everything because you learn to feel things. And I had a lot of, shall we say, during that period of time, a lot of help from spirit, really, to offer comfort, to give guidance, you know, to make me feel better about myself. But also because I'm quite a logical person, I did a lot of courses to try and understand my gifts. So I'm a qualified Reiki master teacher. I'm also a qualified life coach. I'm also a hypnotherapist, timeline therapist, spiritual practitioner. I actually took myself on a year's course to understand the spiritual way. And I'm also a past life regression therapist. And I started doing telephone psychic readings at the end of 2006 for other companies. I'm a psychic medium. So I get pictures in my head in symbolization form. I also get messages from spirit, but I am also predominantly a healer. And when myself and Joni met, this is when Crystal Heart Psychics was set up, and that was just a message over LinkedIn, and we felt the need to connect. And that was a long time ago, wasn't it, Joni? Over 10 years ago now.
Long time ago.
So 10 years. So there you go. So beautiful. Yes, and we've been doing the show now 7 years. So most of you that's not heard us before, yes, we do. What I will do is I'll read the last three digits of your phone number. We'll ask you, we do try and limit it to one question. We will ask you actually what you want to do. And then where we can, we will offer healing, because sometimes we do feel it absolutely necessary to offer healing. Simply because, it gives you the best result, in the sense of when it comes to your future past, we can give, this is what your future might look like. But whereas myself and Joni, we do see choice, and we do see where you have life choices. So that makes us slightly different to a lot of psychics, in the sense that we can see the possibilities. And I'd say you'd agree with that, wouldn't you, Joni, really? Because that's how we work. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So you get two for the price of one on the show. We are peas in a pod, I would say. So, yes.
Yes.
And for those that don't know, yes, I'm here in the UK and Joni is based in US. So I don't know whether I didn't hear what you actually said, Joni, before. So I take it you've done all of your introduction and everything else.
No, I didn't do the introduction. I went into...
There you go, then.
Yeah, I'll do... Normally, if we have a problem, we use Facebook Messenger to communicate, and there have been these years. And if it hadn't for Facebook Messenger...
I don't know whether that's you or me, Joni, but you're fading in and out. Can you hear me?
Are you hearing fading in?
Yeah, the line doesn't sound that great from your side.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. So what do you
want to do? We're having one of these moments. I think the best thing is, because obviously sometimes it can clear up, sometimes it can't. So obviously we'll see how the call goes. I think it's best if we get on. Well, you introduce yourself first, and then obviously we'll go on to the first corner of the day or night.
Okay. So my name is Joni Isinger, and I'm originally from Long Island, New York. And I didn't believe in any of what Caroline and I do. I thought it was crazy and not real. I was a trained licensed clinical social worker in New York City for 10 years. I worked with addicts and alcoholics as well as mentally ill. And I had the conventional training. Therefore, this just was, there was no way. It just couldn't be. I was religious as well. We don't go there. Not in the belief system. Around 2003, 4, 5. I had a dark night of the soul where I was chemically sensitive, homebound, and I was on my way out. An energy practitioner came on my path, and he started doing healing. He also suggested I read spiritual, like, hey, have you heard of such and such and this and that? And I hadn't, and I began reading. As I healed, I couldn't get enough of the reading. And they were books and YouTubes and they were articles. I didn't know that all of these books and these readings and films of the light, not of the dark, were helping to awaken me. I began channeling departed ones and pets, doing hands-on healing, jumping into other lifetimes, seeing into bodies, doing animal communication, and many other things. And my life changed 180 degrees. I'm of unity consciousness. I believe we are all one. I do this professionally. I am of service. I wouldn't ha- I if I had had a choice, I probably wouldn't have wanted this path, like in the third dimension growing up, because it's a tough road. It's not easy. But here I am. And with these gifts that have come in, I feel blessed, grateful. I love my life, and I love this this wedding of the social work training and the channeling, the healing, mediumship. And I recently have done some paranormal, I did a recent paranormal investigation, which really opened me up more with gifts. And I keep expanding. So that's Joni. Joni in Jersey, the New Yorker in Jersey, and that's it. So shall we start?
We shall indeed. So I'm going to the first corner of tonight, which is, or I keep saying tonight because I'm in the UK, but it's this afternoon.
It is your night, honey.
Yeah. So 339 coming to you now. And who are we speaking to you, and where are you from? Sorry? We couldn't hear you then.
Hello?
Hello? 339? Did you want to talk to us?
Do you know that you're
obviously
on the
not.
Air?
Okay, we shall swiftly move on. So apologies to whoever that was, but we did try you, and I don't think you heard us. Okay, so I shall go on to our next caller. Which is, sorry, I think our system's being a little bit slow today.
It said muted. Do you know that?
Yeah,
it
no, I accidentally muted you, so that's, yeah.
Oh, well,
so 834, and who are we speaking to?
Lynn is the warrior. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon.
What
yeah,
is your
can
name?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I've spoken to you, lady, before, during the new year, and
I told
you about, you know, changes coming up into my life. I started a business, and it's so far so good, and but however, my love life, I'm still single, and now that summer is here, I'm looking forward to my summer love. And I met a couple of people. There was one person I was interested in, but I just felt like the one trying to keep the communication going, so I decided to, you know, to pull away. You know, I didn't completely end it, but I just kind of pull away from that and look forward to see if there's something else coming up.
What is your name again? You call him
Ashil. Yeah, Ashil. A-S-H-I-L. You don't remember?
I remember your voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we talk to a lot of people. So, and I will always say this, when me and Joni channel, we don't necessarily remember what we've said. So I will put that one out there. So, yeah, I do recognize your voice, and it's lovely. Yeah, and thank you very much for calling back in. And can we just ask where you're from as well? So, you know,
New York City.
New York. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Right. Okay, do you want to jump in on this one, Joni, or do you want me to go?
You start.
Okay. Right, okay. So what I am actually getting for you, Ashil, is choices. Now, as you were talking about your love life, I did actually pick up, and I am going to say this to you, Spirit have just said, have you been working too hard? Almost, what I mean by that is you haven't allowed yourself enough time.
Okay.
Because the way I'm feeling is it's sort of like you've been very, very busy with your work, which is great because it's being successful. But I also feel that it's like you haven't given yourself enough time. And what my spirit, my guides are actually saying is I feel that you've almost felt guilty because you kind of a little bit like, yeah, I want to meet someone, but it has to be the right person. And I am going to tell you off here as well, because my guides are actually saying you can be a little bit picky and don't necessarily allow it to come naturally. So apologies that I'm straight talking, but that's what you get when you
No,
call
I don't us. Mind. I don't mind.
Yes,
I don't mind
yeah. But also it's like you're asking too many questions too soon. And it feels sort of like if you feel that connection with someone, you've got to learn to go with the flow. That's really key. Now, the other thing that I am picking up is there is two ladies that is coming into your life. One is slow, meaning that you won't necessarily feel that it's a relationship at first. When I say that, it's like a slow burn in the sense that, you know, it'll be a friendship, you'll get on, you'll have a laugh, and, you know, but then you may realize that at a later point that you have feelings. And there will be somebody else as well that you may be interested in. And it is, the words I'm getting from my guides, is it's choice. It really is about your choice. But I think where I'm being told to say this to you, really straight talking, it's very much like I feel that when you meet someone, you're almost like doing the whole, am I going to get married, have children, do all those things in your head within the first 5 minutes. And what I'm being told to say to you is slow down, relax, enjoy yourself, have fun, have a party.
Okay.
What they mean by that is, you know, what a lot of people do when they go dating is they say, this is my list of what I want. Great. You know what you want. But the thing is, it's not what you want, it's what you need. And you'll always get what you need over what you want. Okay, on a spiritual level. But also, so what you think you want, what actually spirits then turn around and say, this is the person sitting in front of you you might need, you're looking over there because you're not paying attention. And I feel that this has happened to you a couple of times, okay, where it's almost like there's been someone that's a friend, there's been really good connection, but you've not took it to a romantic level. Because you've been looking over there, that someone that you actually want. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I have to say that because recently I met two people. One was like very straightforward, you know, was wanting to, you know, spend time and all of that. But I wasn't even interested, to be honest with you. And the one that I was interested in is the one that I decided to, you know, I reached out, you spoke briefly, and I decided to pull away from that. So maybe that's what you're talking about. And I'm curious, you know, how do you feel about that person that I pulled away from? I can give you an initial if you don't mind.
I can, but that doesn't really matter. What my guides are just saying is it's kind of, I'm laughing as you're saying this because I've just said the exact same scenario as what you've just describing, which is there's one over there that's very straightforward that you're going, I'm not really interested. There's one over there going, but I want that one over there. And what my guides are actually saying is you haven't seen the light. So it just made me chuckle a little bit when you said that because I thought, but this very straight talking one, she's really nice. So I've got to ask the question, why did you lose interest? Was she too full on? Is that what it was?
No, I'm not attracted. You know, I don't think I'm attracted. I don't want to be somebody that don't think that I'm attracted, you know? You know,
I'm smiling as I'm hearing this because I've just exactly said exactly the same situation that I've actually just described. It's exactly the same situation that you've just gone through, and this is what's and this is why I was on about this. You know, you get what you need, not necessarily what you want. She would have been very good for you. Yes,
I don't want to lead somebody on. You know what I mean? Because I don't want somebody to lead me on. So I'd rather just you know, just leave it, you know, because I try to treat people the way I want to be treated. If I'm not interested, I'll just let it go. Don't lead somebody on and then, you know, when you're not interested.
Yeah, but there's a level of not really giving her a chance.
Okay.
This is where I'm coming from. It's like you've gone not really interested and you actually didn't give it a chance. You could have just stayed there as a friendship and let it see where your feelings took you and just learn to relax a little bit. Because it feels like...
I can still do that. I still have a contact. I mean, it's in good terms.
Yeah. And I think it's worth a shot. I'm not going to sit here and go, because I think you're saying, no, I want to fancy someone. I didn't fancy her. So, you know, I'm not really sure. But personality-wise, she was amazing.
Yeah.
You see, you could say you have someone with a pretty face, but doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have a personality. So I'm just putting it out there.
But I feel like, I always have to make the conversation interesting, and I don't kind of bored. I started getting bored a little bit.
That's because she liked you. Sadly, she gave too much away too soon, and I think you should have been a little bit more discerning and put up a little bit of a guard and probably acted as if she didn't like you. I think you probably would have wanted her more.
Okay.
It's called reverse psychology.
No, I keep that in mind. Like I said, I don't usually leave things in bad terms. I always try to walk in good terms. And I know it's in good terms.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't close the door on that one yet. Let it slide. Okay. Because there is, as I say, I do feel there's this other person that you quite like the look of. But I'm not. Spirit are not giving me anything. They're going to say you're going to find out for yourself. And what that means is you've got to learn, okay? But I'm just putting it out there about the fact that, I think you haven't just done this once. It's like two or three times. And I'm getting told to tell you to learn the lesson. So that is my take on things. I am sorry I've been very straightforward today.
No.
And I have to say, you have a grandma in spirit that's very good. So she wants
I appreciate it. Absolutely. Honesty is the best policy. So.
Yeah. And I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Joni now and see what she thinks. But I'm just smirking as I'm saying, because I'm just sitting here going, well, that was quite funny because I just explained the exact situation you've actually just been in. So, yeah.
Well, is there anything specific that you would like to know, or would you like me to go in regarding any block that you might have regarding love?
Yep.
I'm so sorry. I don't know if there's an interference. Someone's calling me on my phone. I'm not picking up. I'm just going to let it go to machine. Are you still there? There we go. I'm going to go in and see what Spirit has to say for you generally, and we'll see where this goes. We're going to blocks. Let's see. It's similar and different to what Caroline received. Do you feel pressed to meet someone? Do you feel you have to be with someone? Do you feel it's urgent? Desperate, needy.
The reason I feel that way because I took so many years off from dating, to work with myself. So I feel like, now it's time. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah, almost like making up for lost time, kind of.
Yeah, like because you're getting took years.
You're jumping in. So I'm going to go into that. I'm going to go in and see if there's anything that where they can help you in terms of a healing. Okay. They want you to hear this. You're fine. You're great. All is well. You are positioned perfectly. There is a concept. It's in Taoism, a certain type of religion, Taoism. Don't push the river, let it flow. I'm not a Taoist. I just thought that a certain book was great. So don't push the river, let it flow is go with the flow, which is what Caroline had said. Being more in the now, not feeling that there's any rush, hurry, need, gotta, have to. I think that you will feel calmer. And when you feel calmer, that's when you're going to be thinking and feeling, intuiting, discerning, and judging better. Everything is fantastic. Nothing's broken. You don't have to be with anyone you don't want to be with. They can reject you if they want to. it doesn't matter. You are fine. The situation is great. So do you see this? You're not wanting to be single, but Spirit is saying the situation is great. So where you are right now is fine. There's nothing broken. Look to your future with excitement. You will be meeting some wonderful people. And what I get is, and this is similar to what Caroline said, you're going to know and you're going to feel it. Your heart will be moved. If there is anything weird, funky, pushy, nasty, weird, like curiously, like I don't know if I trust them, or they're lying, or they're talking out of both sides of their mouth, I don't know what the truth is. Go with that. That's your gut. Be self-protective. Love yourself first and do not settle. You in the past have, I'm channeling, this is all channeled. You have tried to put the square peg in the round hole before. You've tried to make things work where it's impossible. You can't put a square peg in a round hole. You don't have to. The woman for exactly where she's at, and you don't have to try and make anything work where it's impossible. You're looking for compatible, and again, similarly to what Caroline said, you can watch things unfold without rushing. Be friends and get to know them. And if anywhere along the way, even as time passes and you're friends and then something comes up and you're like, oh boy, wow, now that I know this, you're allowed to end it and say it to yourself first, I don't think this is a match. I gave it a try. I weighed pros and cons, but this isn't right for me. What do you think of what Spirit said?
Oh, I agree. I agree with both of you. You know, it makes sense.
I
mean, the thing is, I agree with Spirit too, because, you know, I mean, I get noticed. I get attention. That's the problem, is just stop fighting the match. You know what I mean? And at the same
time,
I think I should just focus on friendship first and then just let things happen from there.
Yes. No rushing. No jumping in bed, no promises, no pouring out your heart and all your secrets. Let it unfold the way you would with a friend. And if anything is not a match, you don't have to be with them. That's gorgeous free will choice. And I, just like what Caroline said, oh, they're there. There are a few of them, and you will get to choose. She said that. And I get that too. I get at least three and maybe even up to five, but down to two. I see it narrowing down to two, and it's over time. I get the number seven around 7 months. Over 7 months, there will be quite a few. And you just be present. Don't rush. But your heart, when I go in, your heart's going to burst. It's going to melt the way that a person holds a little pussycat and they just melt, or a little puppy dog and they melt. When watch for the melt. You'll know.
Okay.
And that's what we have to say, and I hope that this assisted.
Yes, absolutely. That was very helpful for both of you. You know, I got one vision in terms of me trying to be a little more patient and just trying to get to know somebody and trying to be the friends and see what happens. At the same time, not to rush, you know, just to, you know, let it unfold by themselves instead of trying to push them, you know, just let it happen. And then if
let
it's not
it
what
happen.
I'm looking for, I can move on. If it's after a while, if it's not what I'm looking for, I can just move on.
Yes, And you don't have to put a time limit on it, like I have to be with someone by such and such time.
Yeah.
See it as an adventure. It's for soul growth opportunity. You ask yourself, what am I learning during this time? And that's what it's all about. And if you meet someone,
I've been learning
a
lot. I've been learning a lot. I don't want to learn anymore.
Yeah, well, you know what? We souls love this stuff. So we come into these darned incarnations with a lot of experiences with people. And a lot of times we go, I'm done. And then we get another. So, keep your thing. Spirit knows you are relationship material. You will be with someone, and it's beautiful. And have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yes. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
I don't know if I hear Caroline. Caroline?
Sorry, I put myself on mute. So I'm saying we're moving to the next corner. It's 042. So who are we speaking to and where are you from? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jane?
Hello? I hear you.
Hello. Yeah.
Yeah.
042's not picking up. So we're going to move on. Hello? No? Okay, so I'm moving on to the next caller, which is 951.
Hello?
951. Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you from? You're talking to Caroline.
This is Melvin. I'm from Georgia.
What was your name again, sorry?
Melvin.
From Georgia. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Hi, Melvin. How can we help?
Yes, ma'am. I have a lot going on, and also with me and my brother. He's in the hospital, but whatever you all have to spirit has for me today, because I don't want to waste too much time, because I know you got to get the other callers. So I just have, issues with me, with my health, and relationship, and finances. But my brother, I'm going to go out to the hospital and see him now. And he's my oldest brother, and my only brother's left. And so I already lost two brothers. And I just want to see, can you all briefly tell me, what's going on with me and my brother?
Okay. What is your brother's name?
His name is Nathaniel. Actually, his birthday next month. Yes, ma'am.
And is he in...
He's in the hospital. He's
in Georgia.
In Georgia?
He's in
yes,
Georgia,
ma'am.
Too. Okay.
Yeah.
And how old is he?
He's 74 years old. He'll be 75 on the 5th of next month.
I'm going to go in. Now, Spirit doesn't give any death stuff and bad, like they're going to die.
Okay.
Spirit doesn't talk that way. We're not, there are other people, other psychics. So I'm going to go in. Let's see.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
There's definitely a part of him that doesn't want to be here anymore. Okay. He's really tired. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. He won't eat. He won't let the doctors work on his knee and his legs with his veins and his legs. And he had a stent put in his leg. And he won't eat anything. And he lost his appetite already.
Yeah, he's not wanting to be here. Do you pray?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I feel very comfortable with your prayer. Feel very comfortable. I feel that if he decides to go, if he goes, your prayer is a melody. It is a liturgy. I just hear the melody of your prayer. The way you say it, it is so gorgeous, sir, that I feel that when you pray, it is so mighty. I am so overwhelmed by the way you do this. Just you have such a heart. You are a love bug. And that your connection, you're welcome. Your connection with God, with Jesus, with spirit with all the angels is so gorgeous. I feel you hold him. So whether you are with him, whether you are away from him, your supplication to the Lord is so gorgeous that there is a massive light, a very powerful energy that shines through you to heaven and back to him. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. That makes a lot of sense.
Do your hands ever buzz?
Like buzz, like what? Itch? Or?
Buzz like healing hands, like there's a warmth or an energy that comes.
Yes, ma'am. Someone had told me that before.
Yes.
Because, see, I know, because with my situation, you know, I go to dialysis 3 times a week, but I refuse, like, I'm not giving up, so I'm a patient advocate. So I advocate for other patients and me. And so I call corporate to tell them, hey, these people are not treating these people right. And so I know in my heart that I have a kidney. I believe, really believe, I don't know if I'm crazy or not, but I believe that my kidney is going to start back or I'm going to get a kidney transplant very, very soon. Because I have done everything the doctor said to. And I want to go back coaching football again. And I'm going to coach football again. And I believe that with all my heart because, see, my family gave up on me. My children gave up on me. My sisters, they gave up on me. And, you know, it's sad, but they don't see what I see.
It's okay.
They
not
don't
everyone.
See what I see. I see spirit.
It's the same thing. Everyone can see their own vision. You can put out your hands.
Am I right about some of the things that I'm telling you about me? About the way I believe?
No. They don't say what will happen, whether you will get a kidney transplant, but what they're saying regarding your vision and your attitude is superb.
Yeah.
You increase the chances of bringing in what is for your highest good if you see it and talk about it and believe it very strongly from your heart. If it is meant to be, it happens. If it isn't for your highest good, it doesn't. But they don't tell me that part. Now, before I move you over to Caroline, your hands, you can put them over your brother and you can shine love on him. I believe you have healing hands. And you could also do that on yourself. You can put your hands over your kidneys. You could put them over other body generally, over you, on you. And you bring in the Christ light through your head, out your palms, and you only want the highest energy, the highest, which is love, working through you. And I believe that your faith is very, very strong and that you assist many people, including yourself. And your brother, I don't know what he wants. It feels he doesn't want to be here. And every soul gets free will choice. They have free will choice. If he doesn't want to, I'm not wishing anyone death. I'm just talking from a spiritual perspective. If a soul is ready to leave, they make a conversation with the other side. And if it's for their highest good to leave, they leave. But you've heard those stories where souls leave and they come back and they have the near-death experience and they meet Jesus or whoever and they're like, no, you have to go back. Because it wasn't time. They have more work to do. So I send you, God, to the hospital, and I wish you happy kidney, and may you get a transplant. Keep being that fantastic love bug patient advocate, and keep believing. Keep believing in yourself, and I'm going to pass you right on to Caroline. God bless you.
God bless you. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hi, Ms. Caroline.
Hi. Well, I am going to second the healing hands. Now, I am going to say this to you, and I will concur with Joni in the sense that we never get predictions about death because both me and Joni know that at certain times in our lives, we can We have exit opportunities. We have choices. So your prayers and the energy that you're sending to your brother, I'm pleased about. And I am with Joni in the sense that when you say he's refusing to eat, and does he not feel he's not going to get better? Because this is what I'm feeling. It's like he's very despondent about life. He's not very happy with his situation. There is things that are there to be fixed, but he's like, he's refusing all treatment. So and when you said he stopped eating, it just made me feel like he's gone on hunger strike, because he's like, what have I got to live for?
Yeah, that's what I got.
And I just feel with him, and I agree with Joni, go sit, hold his hand, let your hands do the healing. Now, and I am going to say this to you, and not a lot of people know this because healers don't talk about it. Part of our role as a healer are two things, right? And, you know, we can assist in healing to make people better. But if it isn't meant to be, then we also are able to give that person peace. Okay? Not a lot of people know that because we don't talk about it, because it's not a case of, you know, but it's just because the energy that we give, the love that we give, can help a person realize that, release themselves, okay? That's if they want to go that way, but it's choice, and it is this free choice, okay? So I do feel very strongly that, you know, I'm being told to go to the hospital, sit with your brother, comfort him, let him realize the truth. And what the truth is he actually can get better. He just doesn't want to believe. So you two are like complete polar opposites.
You know,
I've got this kidney dialysis. I'm going to get a new kidney someday. You're asking spirit constantly, so when's this new kidney coming, or are you going to help me grow one back?
Oh, yeah.
And what I am going to do is give you some healing, but I'm also going to sort of, I'm just tag teaming with Joni in the sense that basically I'm going to offer that healing to you to help you have the energy, but I'm also then going to give you some exercises, okay? Because there is many, many, many studies out there, and this is what people are not addressing. It doesn't mean throw all the medicines away. It doesn't mean stop doing all the things that the health service offer for you. What it does mean is, with a positive mindset, you can combat a lot of things, because the body ultimately is designed to heal itself. And you have to give it the right energy to enable it to do that, okay? And a lot of, on the healing modalities, you know, we will talk about dis-ease. And the reason what that is if you are not happy with your subconscious, you are at dis-ease with yourself, so therefore you have a disease. And it's seen that on an emotional level, sort of when your emotional well-being is there, obviously you're in tip-top condition to help your body heal. So I'm going to offer some healing, as I said, and then also from there, I'm going to give you some exercises. But I'm also going to keep asking you to keep praying, because I do feel that there could potentially be a transplant for you. It's just slow, okay?
Okay.
So, I want you to say inside. Are you sitting comfortably? So just close your eyes. Say inside, I forgive myself.
Inside, I forgive myself.
Yeah. Then I will say this for you. I forgive those around me that have hurt me in the past, the present, the future. I release all karma. I release all contracts. I release any negative energies or entities that are surrounding me right now. And I ask for all of this negative energy and entities to be released, and all karma across all time and space. Send that up into the universe right now. If you can just visualize for me white light coming down onto the top of your head, you might feel the top of your head tingling. And it's asking you to transmute that energy. And now what I'm getting to say to you is, can you ask yourself to connect with your higher self? And if you feel a tightness in your chest, just breathe. Okay. And I'm asking for all the love and blessings to come in to allow you to receive the wonderful gift of healing in relation to your kidney. And also to assist your brother. But I still get with your brother in whichever way he chooses to go. Okay? Okay. Right, okay. The one thing that I do have from guys, my guys, is I have a lady in spirit. I feel it's your mother or your mother's side. It may be a sister. But it's almost like give him time, yeah? Talk to him. Tell him how you feel. Tell him you don't want to leave, him to leave. Tell him that he has a life outside of the hospital, yeah? He does have something to live for. Help him believe that he has something to live for.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the procedures the doctors want to do. He just doesn't want them. He's just like, nope, don't want to be operated on. No, I don't want this. And he's just rejecting form of treatment he can possibly have. That's the issue.
A bunch of the family members went out there yesterday. Yeah. My two sisters, my niece, my brother-in-law, his friends, they all went out there and tried to encourage him to, okay, let the doctors do what they got to do. And he said that he was going to let them do it. So I don't know if he's going to change his mind.
Then he changes mind. He's playing devil's advocate, so to speak. He's like, I'm not really sure whether I want to go back home. I'm not really sure. I'm fed up with all this. And I actually feel that the level of depression that he has as well.
They won't listen to me. I said, he's depressed.
Yeah, because I was going to say, actually, if they got him the depression treatment, he wouldn't be feeling the way he is.
Exactly.
So you're absolutely spot on.
My brother used to smoke a lot of marijuana. That's all the drugs he used to do. He smoked it for pain. And if he don't have it, he get like just like the way he is now. Mm. You see, he's been in the hospital, he's been in the nursing home. He left the nursing home. Now they put him back in the hospital. This is second time. So because he got blood in his urine, right?
Yeah.
And other things started to create.
Yeah.
Other things started to happen by him refusing. And I told him, I do keep
fighting for him. It's, you know, and I do say this. I think sometimes people make up their mind. They go, I had enough. And my aunt did it to me years ago. She was like, I had enough. Yeah. I'm lonely. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
She went in.
And that's how my other brother, Lacey, he did it. In 2020 when he was in the hospital. And all he had to have was dialysis, and he refused it. Mm-hmm. And he went home, and he went back to the hospital, and he started coding. And they put him on a ventilator. And my family, I didn't agree about pulling the plug. I said, like you all said, he has free will. And so I told him, I'm not writing my name there. It's up to him and God, whoever you believe in. And so he passed away, and believe it or not, I'm staying in his apartment. I moved in his apartment, and I hear him, and I feel him around me in my apartment. And I tell him, I say, I need to get some sleep. Go get some rest.
Mm.
You know, I talk to him like I'm talking to you all right now. And so I hear his voice coming in my head.
Yeah. So what I will say with your own treatment, I feel you're very positive, and you know, the medical profession has a lot to learn in the sense of, you know, positive mental attitude can be the best thing that you can possibly have to combat things. Doesn't necessarily mean you're fully healed and fixed, but what it does mean is you have a mental attitude to stay above. So I'm going to say this to you, Melvin, I'm really proud of you. But also what I am getting just to say to you is on meditations, if you can do some, and visualize your kidney getting well, okay? See what you can do. Put your hands where your kidneys are. Let the heat come through and visualize your kidney getting well. And try and get the hospital to do tests, okay? But I'm going to send you lots of love and light. And I will say this, me and Joni are particularly proud of you. You know, to warn us in the future, and part of our job here is not just to do readings, it's to help enlighten people. For if we see gifts, we will tell you, and we will tell you how to grow them as well. Okay? So I hope that's helped. And God bless to you. Sending love and light. Yes. Okay, Melvin. You take care. You can follow the show. And you can message us, but we also have a Facebook page, which is UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. We both are attached to that messenger, so you can keep in touch. But we'll be on next month anyway. I think we said the 19th, didn't we, Joni? I can't remember already. Yeah.
Next month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Yes,
you are a
beautiful
soul, Melvin. Lovely to speak to you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bless you.
Right, okay. We've got half an hour. We've got quite a few people to go through, so I'm going to get to my next caller, which is 158. Who are we speaking to, and where are you from? Hang on. I just haven't pressed it. I'm really rubbish today, aren't I, with my technical issues?
you're adorable. Go ahead.
158, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Oh, hi. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
How are you two?
How can we help?
How are you two?
We are fine, thank you. But how can we help you?
Oh, good. Good. I'm not sure what to ask about. I'm kind of really absorbed over my dog, who I'm trying to keep comfortable and alive and, you know, looking at when he doesn't want to be alive and doing healing for him, energy, body work, which is very interesting stuff. And because I'm talking about him, maybe I should just focus on him.
Well, that's the thing that's on your mind. I will say to you, Pat, because we spoke to you last week, we will be a little bit shorter than normal because we've only got half an hour left from the show.
Okay.
But I will say to you, I mean, I am going to sort of, because it's my turn now, isn't it, Joni? Sorry, I'm being sort of, yes. So your little dog, okay, he isn't very well. Do you know, how old is he? Is he, because I feel he's...
He's 14 and a half. He has laryngeal paralysis or something like that. I'm actually looking at supplements from Australia, wondering if this is going to help or make him comfortable. I'm really kind of torn about what to do as far as supplements and support.
Yeah, I would go with the food. I think, you know, that's... Okay. Is he on pain medication? Yeah. Go with the food supplements. Is he actually on pain medication as well?
I give him things, not literally medication, no. I give him herbs like Hyalalube for his joints and Boswellia for stuff like that. And who knows how much that's all working. He is getting weakness in his hind legs. You said go with food. Do you mean the supplements that I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. There's lots. Well, the thing is, I mean, predominantly, obviously, dogs are carnivores, but there, you know, when you look at the herbs and things like that, then they may help. But do your research is what I'm being told. The other thing as well is keep him cool. Don't let him get too hot. Make sure he has plenty of fluid. And also the thing for him is peace. It's stress. So the cool, they're showing me a hot water bottle, but full of cold water, if that makes sense. So they're saying to me, keep him cool. That's really, really important. All right. But I do feel that you could go to a vet and there could be treatment that they could offer him there.
For what?
What I pick up is I feel that you're sort of saying to yourself, don't want them messing around with him too much. And you're a little bit fearful that they may say, it's time. But I still feel that on a medical point of view, the vets could do something for him to help.
Are you saying for pain?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because, you know, I was surprised that she said to me, you know, surgery is always an option. And she knows me, and she knows I can't afford $3,000. And it's not practical at a for almost 15-year-old dog to put them through surgery.
I think the thing is, I'm not a doctor nor a vet, but I have just looked up what you've got, and it does say the most common surgery is called a tieback,
where
they open the larynx to improve the breathing. But the thing is, I feel the breathing is the heat. So I feel at the moment, the way I'm getting it from my spirit is his thermometer's gone wrong. Your dog's thermometer's gone wrong. So he's overheating.
Barometer.
Thermometer. As in, you know, in the sense of, his body temperature. It's like, how do you put it? He's really struggling with heat. I kind of keep seeing like a big hot water bottle or a cool pad underneath him. So he's got a cool pad to lie down on.
I asked about shaving part of his hair. He's short-haired but thick around his shoulders and chest, and the vet said yes. Does that look like it would help him?
That would help, because it would help keep him cool, for sure.
Okay.
And the other thing as well is, you know, have a look at the supplements you can get hold of. There is so much out there nowadays. And, you know, we're all learning. And even us as humans, like where, you know, in the past we've been told, eat this. And now it's like, don't eat this, you know. And I think at the end of the day, the words I'm actually getting is the more you can keep his food natural, okay.
Instead
of your tin of dog food or something like that, you know, make sure you keep the food the best possible that you can get. So he's getting all the nutrition.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm trying to be quick. I do appreciate you speaking to me. I got to ask one more time. These supplements from Australia, one is nerve regeneration, one is conditioning. Another one is lion's mane. Do you see, and, you know, it will take a few weeks to get these from Australia, and they're not cheap. Is this a good investment? With all my research, that's what I've come up with. They understand LPT?
I'm sort of feeling you could do better.
Really?
When you mention these to me, I'm kind of like, how do I put it? Go with the nutrition, yeah? Look at what nutrition you can give your dog. These supplements promise the earth, but I would go back to basics, like what herbs can I give my dog for X, Y, and Z? I would make sure you read the small print is what they're saying to me, because I feel the supplements are very expensive. They're claiming to do a lot of things, but I don't necessarily feel they're the magic answer.
They are made up of herbs or bach flower remedies, the ones I'm thinking about. Honestly, I don't know where else to look. I've researched so much, and I'll do the best I can with food. I do cook for him. He does get some kibble. Should I cut that out completely? He loves it.
Mm-hmm. So I think the way you've got to see it, though, is, you know, that the herbs are helpful. They're not a cure, but they will assist your dog. I feel the most important thing is keeping him cool.
Okay.
So, and the other thing that they have said is, you're not going to like me for saying this, I don't know whether your dog is overweight, but they've said a little bit of weight loss would help.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Yeah, because the thing is, obviously, when dogs get quite big, it can, especially if there are a certain type or breed that have breathing difficulties as a thing. I think sometimes you've got to remember, like, if you think of yourself as a human, the bigger you become, the more difficult you find it to breathe. So if you can keep them a little bit calmer, a little bit thinner, a little bit cooler, I think this will all help.
Okay. Yeah, he is normal weight, but lately I've been giving him less food just with the choking and thinking, oh, good, this will help him lose even some more weight, which maybe would help him at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to pass you over to Joni.
Thank you so much.
Well, Pat, I'm getting a very different angle on this.
Okay.
And it's not a great angle, but like Caroline had said with the first caller, we just straight shoot. I'm feeling very uncomfortable about his being sustained here, and I feel that he is done. I feel he is not comfortable. I feel his neck and his head, both lobes of his brain, not feeling comfortable. I see you holding him, talking to him, allowing him to go when he wants. Yes, sure. Cool is good, food, herbs, supplements, and all that, but I'm not feeling comfortable with his being here. I'm not going there, but I'm in that back of my channeling. Joni is going, if she were not feeding him, that's not what I mean, but if she were, let's say, not an operation, but if the medical were not as, you know, if it were more natural to allow him to go, he might go. Yes.
Sorry, I've just done a bit of Googling, and something that's come up, and I don't know, but have a look at it. It's called Doxepin, and it's an antidepressant for dogs. Yeah,
he's
okay,
on
fine.
It. I just, because with his second episode, I just doubled it, and I think that's making him quite sleepy. The healings that I'm in the process of doing with him, it's sort of body work and removing stuff. Is that hurting him? Should I continue?
No.
Is it helping?
No. That's making him comfortable. Sorry.
It's okay. I think on the high point, the point of all is, if you put out the intention that he, well, it's like, not the intention, it's really talking to him and saying, if you want to go, and that if you allow him to go, then you've heard those stories about people who don't want their human loved one to pass, and that they really on some level are kind of hooking them in and keeping them. So you do your work, you go inside, see whether you might be doing that. I'm not saying you are. I don't feel comfortable with where he's at, and that there might be some type of a lengthening of something that is not natural, and that I'm not saying you're blocking his free will. What I'm thinking possibly is that there's something with your heart and mind about your wanting him to be here longer. And he pleasing you.
Of course, I understand
despite
that.
Despite how he feels.
Yeah, I wish you would talk to me and tell me. You both reacted so strongly, and I don't understand what you were saying. This work that I've been doing this past week with this woman, the energy stuff, is it good or bad for him?
No, it's good. I mean, it is good.
We're not judging, or we're not even saying you're harming him. Caroline was focusing very much on assisting him to feel good, feel better, heal. And I'm coming up, the angle that, because you remember this is a tag team, we love to do this, and it's like the old TV show Siskel and Ebert. You never know if it's two thumbs up, two thumbs down, or one up, one down. And there, this isn't bad or good. I'm just saying you have two. And so my angle is when I went into your Honey Pie dog, I'm like, oh, wow. And so I'm the assistant where Caroline had said with the last caller, like if we see someone as gifts, we're going to assist with helping them grow. And in this case, there's a teachable moment here, but it's not about teaching. It really is for you, but it's, it's
I get it.
Is, you get it? Is that just go inside and see how you feel about it's going, and that if you're like, hey, I'm okay with that, then I would probably make a little statement to him if you haven't already and go, if you want to go, go, or give me signs, and and maybe I'll have guidance and downloads where there might be something that shifts. But no, there is nothing you are doing that's harming him.
And to be honest, I am going to say this because I think you heard me say at the top of the Dr. Melvin earlier, is that healers, our job, we try our best to help people heal. But also, you know, I had, and I will tell us a little story here, I had a cat that was having a heart. I took her to the vets and she was not ready. The vets advised me, there was one option because she was 17, she was getting old. And I just kept going because I believed that she was okay. She was okay in herself. She was happy to be there here. But one day she started to look very tired. And I came downstairs, obviously, and she was actually fitting on the carpet in the conservatory. I did as do my healing hands, meaning I offered her healing. And what I didn't realize, what I did was help her pass and took her away to be free. And this is what I said, as healers, our job is not just to heal, to fix. It's also to help cross over.
I understand. And that's my job too.
I think what me and Joni are both getting very strongly is the healing is fine. If you cannot do the surgery, then you have to keep him comfortable. So you're doing everything you can to keep him comfortable. But there will come a time where... Yeah.
Go ahead.
There will come a time where he...
I'm sorry.
I'm getting the feeling very strongly. There will come a time where you may feel he says, I've had enough. And your job is to listen to that.
Yeah. Well, I'll do that, and I wish you would talk to me. And I'm just about this body energy healing. It's costing me money, and I just want to make sure that it's helping him.
To be honest, Pat, I'm sitting here going, why aren't you doing it yourself?
What do you mean? Oh, I know.
You're quite capable.
Well, yeah, but this is interesting stuff. It's okay. Yeah.
To be perfectly honest, it's helping, but I'm I do feel that it's, I would prefer, and I am going to say this, as much as I'm a healer, I will always advocate medical first. So if you're forking out a lot of money for this body work, I would prefer you to go to the vet and say, what can you do me for the operation? Do you see what I mean? Whether they can help you out on a financial level.
No, I can't. This is $3,000, and there's a risk of aspiration and pneumonia. I know Chance would not want that. I just know in my heart. He'd be very upset.
That's fine. But again, sort of what I'm saying to you is that is probably the most effective solution of all of it.
Oh, I see. Does he need more pain medicine?
No, but I do. I mean, I am not a vet or a doctor, and I think you've got him on everything you need. But what my guides are very strongly suggesting is when the vet has said, here's an opportunity to do this, have him assessed. see if you can do that.
I don't have $3,000 for that.
Okay. I understand. It's just...
I don't even have, I don't even have $600 to have someone come in and put him to sleep. And I even think he wouldn't want me to do that either, to spend $600 to put him to sleep.
I think that we've spent a lot of time, and since we spoke with you recently, we probably should get the other call.
Okay.
Thank
you very much for your call back, and I wish you all the best. Okay. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. Right. We have 30 minutes left. Now, what I will say to you, Joni, is do you want to extend the show?
Sure.
It is up to you.
Sure.
Because I can extend our show for another half an hour, because we're good like that.
Sure.
And we can get to some more people. So, anyway, thank you for that conversation, Pat. But obviously, we will now be moving on. So, I will go to our next caller, is 877. And who are we speaking to, and where are you from?
Hi. Are you speaking to me?
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Hi, Teresa, and where are you from, Teresa?
Hi, I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
And how can we help?
So it's really been one of the I've kind of known all my life that I get really startled with banging noises. No one can touch my neck or wear turtlenecks or anything. And I've always made comments about imprisonment or enslavement. And there's been times in my life where I've just been frozen when bullied or things like that. So it's been pretty clear to me that I've had a history of enslavement and imprisonment and also periods of not always, but periods of feeling powerless or not, you know. And I really, really feel kind of excited about finally saying, okay, this is kind of the final showdown about this.
You've come to the right place, and I believe that Joni is the one.
All right.
Now, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut and take a step back.
Well, you don't have to keep your mouth shut, but I was appreciating.
No. Me and Joni work in a tag team.
No, we're joking.
So
I love this.
I got that. You got a sense of humor. I get you.
Yeah,
funny.
No, we do. We do. And the thing is, at the end of the day, we do tease each other. So we do tag team. But as you can tell from earlier, one of us does butt into the other one, and that's totally fine because we've been doing this for so long. But I'm saying
Thank you.
Yeah, you're talking, and I'm sitting laughing to myself going, well, you certainly came to the right place for this one. So I'm with Joni in spirit as we speak right now, meaning my spiritual energy is going to Joni because we are going to do a past life clearing. And then I'll hand you to Joni.
So, Teresa, there's a
a big impact. I sure am. Thank you.
Here
before we
go.
Get started, I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much.
Aw, to you, and you're welcome. We love doing this. We show
we
up.
We do. This is our thing.
There's a lifetime. You're in Colorado, and you're at a dam, and the dam is about to burst. The levee broke, and you were in that, and there was just you died quickly. Do you have a glass of water by
I
you?
I drowned.
Yeah. Do you have a glass
did
of water
I,
by
I
you?
Did I drown? I can get one. I have some. Yeah, I can get some. But I'm aware of the lifetime of drowning. I just didn't know where it happened.
Yeah, that was Colorado. The levee broke. So let's see what you were working on. Taking care of people, do you feel that you do this a little bit too much and you don't know when to stop?
That would be the understatement of a lifetime.
Okay, well, can you imagine levee does? A levee holds back a lot of water.
I know what
a
levee is.
Right, right. But in terms of the metaphor, playing levy. Now,
I'm aware of that. The second you said the levy, I went, there it is.
Right. Good.
Yeah, but you have to let Joni do this.
Right.
Yeah.
So in that lifetime, you were caretaking, but it got to be too much. So you were down. There were fish. There were animals. There were people. There were some homes. And you were assisting. There were medics, and it got too much. And there was like a combustion and a crack, and then it was a massive flood, and you went down river. It was very sad and very quick. Let's see again, still just to add the meaning, what you were working on, polishing it up. So you've done this in many lifetimes. You're very gregarious. You know a lot of things, and you can gather people together quickly to assist, whether it's one person, a group, a community, or even bigger. And let's see what you conclude, incurring negative karma to self upon the levee breaking, where you just couldn't take it anymore, and the metaphor took you. I have this skill, but I don't necessarily have the know-how. So you were very able, you had the facility to do this, yet you were not discerning who to do these things with and when, and how much and when to stop. Let's see what you conclude upon your path. You're identifying. Let's see what you share with other, how you incur negative karma to other. They didn't tell me, if they had only told me. So you were not taking responsibility for your actions. You were externalizing it. And any attributes that you had that were not worked through, you were projecting onto other. Would you like to get rid of the negative karma?
Absolutely. I don't understand where the negative karma was, but I do understand of overextending and actually harming myself.
Right. So if you are in a lifetime and you go to your passing blaming self and or other, you have incurred negative karma. Then you need to create another incarnation in order to balance the karma. Now, some truthers say gold wheel of hell, and that we don't want to, we're coerced into doing it. But whatever the case, we do end up signing contracts with pre-birth planning sessions to balance out the negative karma. So this lifetime you have is the bleed-through effect of the negative karma incurred, the life lessons not balanced and quite learned there, and probably in others here. Here we go. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any negative karma incurred towards self or other and or other from the Colorado levee breaking and any others that would have this soul here, have the flashes, the images of those lifetimes, different scenarios, and you're being overly giving, possibly codependent, and giving our arm, leg, right head, left piece of your head, et cetera, and not being there for self first. And we ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you.
I forgive myself.
So these cords that you had with these different lifetimes were very, very thick, like you needed a machete to cut through giant vines. Next step, forgive everyone and everything. Yep. This will take a while. You are doing it, yet it feels very burdensome for you, like you want to walk away from it. You don't necessarily want to. There's still a part of you that would rather blame the other than award yourself that like responsibility that you did these things by your hand. So I would sip water between now and when you go to sleep and you put out the intention that you no longer need to blame self and other regarding any lifetimes where there is any negative karma?
The only thing I can tell you that's really come up strong for me is not necessarily feeling like I blamed another, but blaming the circumstances of drowning because the dam broke. The levee
so
broke.
So everything finally ordered.
So circumstances more than, so it feels to me more like that I would blame circumstances rather than people.
Right, so that's important for you to remember that everything is divinely ordered and circumstances are divinely ordered. So circumstances happen for a myriad of reasons, and oftentimes a circumstance is for soul growth opportunity. And in your case, mm-hmm. your energy combusted in terms of your holding the energy and supporting so many people and not yourself first, and that's where the levee broke. It was a mirror, a projected mirror of your inner unhealed part, and it became the levee that broke in that third dimensional incarnation. All
the other thing I would like to share with you, is that metaphorically it also makes sense that I'm a type 1 diabetic, and that my pancreas from hyper-responsibility was impacted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's permeated throughout my life. I can't tell you how important this is that you're helping me.
Well, there are no coincidences that you were on and that Caroline
thank you. Harvey covers it.
Your job, just like when Caroline had talked to Melvin about seeing his kidneys as well, your job is to see your pancreas as well, and you are to focus on the oxygen mask on you first. I am passing you on to Caroline, but before I do, sip water between now and when you go to sleep, because you will help flush the negative energies through the physical body, and you are blessed. There are no coincidences. Everything is divinely ordered. You are to put some of that loving focus towards other on self. Shine it on self, and that will assist with your healing and bless you.
Thank you so, so, so much.
You're welcome. I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad you were curious. When curious souls ask,
they
get answers.
I actually put you on my calendar on my phone because I only caught a few minutes of your show for the first time last time. And I actually made an alarm so that I can contact you, because I have a feeling you would help me with this, because it's been such a struggle, and I've worked on it for decades. You know, it's much better than it was, but I'm really ready to say that's it. You know?
Beautiful. And the thing is, you will actually find as well, Teresa, that you will be doing this, you'll be repeating it subconsciously in this life, which is why I feel as we did that releasing, I feel there was a lot of anxiety relating to this, that you kind of, there has been physical situations in this life where you've thought, oh, here we go again, you know? Why are we getting this again? And it's like repeat loop cycle. So I'm not going to say too much, to be honest, because I think Joni has done a fantastic job of doing the work, and I was with her every step of the way.
I know.
Because obviously the way the show falls is like I had Melvin earlier for a lot more, whereas sort of obviously Joni needed to do her thing with you, but I'm always with Joni in spirit. When we're doing energy clearing, we're doing it together. It does it. One's doing the speaking, one's doing the spiritual stuff in the background. So I haven't got much else to say. I do feel what they are saying with the water is just put some lemon juice in if you have as well, just to soothe it up a bit. Now, I think it helps release a lot of salts in your body, but you'll find that you'll feel, this is what I am picking up, is that a lot of the aches and pains that you've had will start to resolve. Okay. And I do
have
feel
a
the
lot
home.
Of aches and pains.
Yeah. Yeah, that is anxiety.
And we also have to say, this is for entertainment purposes only.
Purposes
only. We don't aim to treat and cure. We have to say that.
We just know what we do.
That's okay. I'm a nurse.
Right.
So I'm a registered nurse, and I ran hospitals.
There you go.
So
wow.
You think that's a little bit of caregiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you've done a good job, yeah. But now it's time to focus on you. So this is the whole thing about the busman's holiday, yeah? So I do believe that, remember what I said earlier on, is, you know, when we talk about disease, it's dis-ease. Therefore, emotions can create physical issues within our bodies.
Right.
I feel that now you've released a lot of that, if you can focus on that pancreas of yours. The words I'm actually getting from my guides is get the swelling down. So have a look at what you can do about assisting that, because I think a lot of the stress and anxiety that you carried over the years has actually not assisted that in being well, okay? So I feel they are saying to me to look at your what you eat, which I'm sure you do, but it's just like anything extra. So herbs, spices that can assist with cleansing, because what I am getting is that they want you to kind of remove a lot of the toxins out of your body as well that you've been carrying around for a long time. So I'm really not going to add much more because I think...
It also explains a lot of... I've traveled a lot in my life. And I love the ocean, but I really don't like going underwater. I don't want to scuba.
Yeah.
I don't want to scuba dive. I only stayed on the surface or snorkeled or something. I never liked to go under. I was always afraid I was going to drown. And I even went into a pool.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Right.
But that,
I even went into a pool off a slide and thought I was and had a near drowning experience. So the second you said the levee broke, I knew I drowned.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But you see, again, we've given you the opportunity for your soul to release that and release all the karma and the past lives and everything relating to that. So you would
it's
start to feel
easier.
Better.
It,
yeah.
It's
and,
much,
and what
I
will
can
say is that,
feel
yeah.
a shift.
Yeah. And give
Beautiful.
It to, and the words I get is give it 2 to 3 days to settle in as well, because Spirit are going to continue working with you. Now we've done the big clear out. What you've got to remember is we've lifted your energies. We've lifted some of the, I would say, cack or rubbish off your energy.
I can feel
so
it.
You have
I
to,
can feel it.
Yeah. So you have to let the energy
Beautiful.
Settle. Yeah. But anyway,
no,
I'm going to wish
sensitive.
You well, Teresa.
I'm pretty open and sensitive. And thank you. Like I said, thank you hardly covers it. I don't know what else to say other than I feel really blessed that you both just showed up perfectly. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
There are no coincidences.
Nope. Make
no
sure you follow our show. You know where we're on next month.
And let us
know.
Like Pat, her dog, and Melvin, and also his brother, just all of you, please let us know.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard your show and stuff. It's amazing. Thank you, ladies, very, very much. I hope something wonderful happens to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
and so
you.
Do we.
Beautiful.
You take care.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
God bless. Take care.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. Okay. We've got 25 minutes left, so we'll go into next caller, which is 224. Oops. I'm picking the wrong one again. Sorry, someone else dropped off there. 224, we are coming to you now. So who are we
Hi,
speaking to?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Where are you from, Suzanne?
Long Island.
Ah,
That's
so you're in Jonah's
from.
Neck of the woods then.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
My question is I'm looking forward to moving to North Carolina. I'm trying. I'm doing the legwork. I want to move by August so I can work for a school.
Okay. And I
think
feel you will get. Yeah, I feel that's, you'll get your wish. I do feel you get your wish. Is that what you got, Joni, as well? Just so you know.
Not yet, but soon. Do you have to hear back from someone?
Well, I'm trying to do miracles. I met a friend where I work like a month ago, and she said she was going to North Carolina to live. She's from Long Island. We exchanged numbers. We went to an Applebee's. We talked. She says, oh, I'm going here. I go, oh, my gosh, that's the name of my dad. I haven't seen my dad in years. So I'm flying with her to see my dad. My son's in North Carolina, too, but he's stationed there for about a year and a half. I don't know if he's going to come back or not to New York or stay there. I don't know. But then I applied to schools. I have an interview next Tuesday. Then I applied to other things like bus monitor there. I still have to apply for an apartment or I'll have no place to live. Then I have to get my car there. Then I have to get on my lease. Then I have to get my things there. So I'm trying to be calm.
I'm just doing this and I'm just moving and I'm just going to do this, and I was like, I'm trying to be calm, but I'm actually going to be moving hundreds of miles away. So yeah, I totally get it. But
I'm going to be working for the summer.
Yeah,
I think you've spoken with us before.
You have, is that right?
Yeah, I think
you're not about
well,
this in the past.
Ago.
Yeah.
Did we speak to you before years ago when you were a bus conductor? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Bus monitor, but not conductor.
Okay, bus, yeah. Yeah,
they
did,
call it that.
Yeah, that was spoke to you ages ago, that was. Sorry, so
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
Right, so I do feel, and the way they've showed it me, is your legs have been feeling like they're in cement lately. So it's like, you know this, you want to go, but you don't want to go. Are you there or are you kind of not there? Because I feel that you feel that something's blocking you. Does that make sense?
No, nothing's blocking me. I have to get a job in an apartment. I want to go. I don't want to stay here anymore. My entire family moved to Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. I'm the only one here.
Okay. You'll get a job. It's fine. 2 weeks' time. I'm going to just work around some clearing, just to make sure we've cleared any blockages on a spiritual level to get you there quicker. Does that make sense? So we're going to help you manifest a little bit quicker than you have been. Okay? So we're going to do the first.
And I just started this process a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, you know, like when someone flips a rug, like pulls a rug, when this goes, it's going to happen quickly. Okay? There'll be no hanging around. But it's good because it means you don't have time to get stressed and start thinking about it too much. Job comes first. Let's do the forgiveness work. Let's do the clearing on any of that, see if we can get things moving. Because I kind of want you to get that job first out of everything. Okay, so just close your eyes and say inside. I forget, are you sitting comfortably for a start? So.
Yes.
Okay, so if you can close your eyes and say, inside, I forgive myself. And I'll say this for you, I clear any blockages around me that are stopping me from moving right now. I release all negative connections, all ties to this place, allowing me to move forward in this life. I release all karma across all time and space. I forgive those around me that have hurt me in the past, the present, and the future. I transmute all that energy up into spirit. Ask for the light to help me move and allow for that move to move smoothly. Okay? So what I've just done there is just clear the pathways, okay, just to help you open up and get that little heart of yours with the manifestation working. Okay? And there's your anxiety. So what spirit want you to do is get you to be grounded and calm down a bit. Okay. Because you can manifest quicker and have gratitude. Okay. The job is coming. Right. It's on its way. It is fine. You are safe. And I'm being told that you'll be moving very quickly. I'm going to put a timeline.
I'm going to look at an apartment there that I really want because I don't want to have to look in someone's houses, you know, for a room.
If I'm going to say to you, and I will say this, I put my neck on the line when I say this because spiritual timelines are absolutely rubbish. I'm getting 6 weeks and you'll be kind of moving. So this
you
is
know
how
what?
It's going to go.
Oh, my gosh. My summer school is over August 11th.
And on that note, I'm going to pass you to Joni.
What about the apartment? Because I'm going to go down there and look at one.
That's
they
why
want
me and Joni,
disturb-
that's,
okay.
Yeah, that's why me and Joni tagged
I can't live in my car.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. I'm very happy when I go in. You're making it happen because you're determined. You want it, you see it, and it's all true. Your life is going to be changing. It's going to be fabulous. I feel like it's going to be better than before. Do you see that? Do you feel that?
Yes, I can. My son can visit because it's a small world. Where my dad is, my son's girlfriend moved like about 5 months ago or something, or less than that, to live 5 minutes away from my dad. My son traveled an hour and a half from base in North Carolina to see her on the weekends. So I'm hoping to get an apartment in the same town as those two.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I just got to get my car down there because I don't drive to North Carolina from Long Island. I just drive, you know, a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, but you can get someone to drive you. So someone will
Well,
be
maybe
able to
I can hire. I don't know. I'll figure that out when I get the job in the apartment. Then I'll figure
it
out.
Yeah.
Do the job first. Yes. Do you see me getting a teacher assistant job or a bus monitor job?
I get whichever you prefer.
Yeah, I get you will have a choice. I prefer you to be the teaching assistant, but I feel that the bus monitor may be a quicker position to come available. So you have choices.
Yeah.
So you may have to accept bus monitor job. So you can say, hey, yeah, I've got a job. I can put a deposit on the department. But if you get off
the only thing is that I don't know if the bus monitor job is going to make enough to...
But what I'm saying to you is this, is that the teaching assistant job is on its way, but it may be slower in the offer. So therefore, you will get the bus monitor job, but it's very much a case of that may be quicker, but it allows you to look for apartment quicker, so you can get a deposit down, and they will accept you.
But the only thing is, get a deposit down, but they want you to show that you make like $3,600 a month. These places.
Okay. So
as a bus monitor, I'm not going to be. See what I mean?
Okay. As you well know, when we get into detail, right? The detail is about you getting the job, then the apartment, right? Just work on that first, one step at a time. Don't worry about how or what. Know that when it comes, it's coming. All right? That sounds very cliche, I know, but we have to have gratitude when we receive. Okay? So I feel very, very strongly that this will come to fruition very quickly. Okay?
Thank you so much. Can I ask one more quick question? My son still has a year and a half to go in military, but he can either come back to New York or stay South Carolina. What do you see him doing? He's still young. He's only 22.
To be honest, this is Joni's question, really. Joni?
Well, just very quickly, because we always say one question per caller. I feel like he stays and then moves. I don't see him just moving. I see he remains and then he does the shift.
Yeah. I think he
wants to. You mean he's going to go back to New York?
Yeah. I think he likes the big smoke first. Yeah. Yeah. He likes the.
Oh, great. So I move there if they're not seeing him, and then he moves back here.
It's okay. Everything is divinely ordered, free will choice. But remember, Spirit said that your life is going to be fabulous. So just watch it all happen. It's unbelievable.
Well, maybe he'll go back to North Carolina.
Yeah. Just fabulous. Whatever it is, just one thing. First things first.
Yeah.
We got to
get the job first.
Florida.
Then the apartment. And then we go to the rest. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
First things first. And
good luck. Okay, well, thank you.
Good luck. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
It will.
Bye.
Right. I think we have 40 minutes left. And all I'm going to say is we have a number of callers that we could carry on working through for such a long time. But I think, to be perfectly honest, I think with the amount of time, I think we might have room for one more, or do you want to call it a day, Joni, and we'll just go to who we are, where we're from, and where you can find us?
I think we
extended the show for an additional half an hour to accommodate everyone. And I have to say, it's been an absolutely amazing show, you know, and everyone, I mean, we've had so many callers tonight. And thank you all for calling so much. We will be back on the 19th of July, but please watch the space for when the show is created. And then it's posted on the Facebook pages, UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. Also, if you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you will get an email notification. So I am Caroline Crystal Hart, and also my co-host is Joni Eisinger. You can friend request us, however, you have to tell us who you are. And the reason for that is because we don't necessarily friend strangers. I have a Facebook page, which is Crystal Hart Psychics. And Joni has a Facebook page, which is Joni's White Light Healing. And Joni, do you want to give everyone else the rest of the information about you and where they can contact you?
Sure. So if people are interested in the session, they can go to my website, joniswhitelighthealing.com, and they could contact me through my website. I have a YouTube channel. I have some scratch demos up on SoundCloud. I'm on LinkedIn. And I am on Blog Talk Radio here with Caroline. Please follow the show, then you'll know when we're doing our monthly shows. And that's how people can find me. Is there more that you want to share?
Yeah. Well, as you say, I've got a Facebook page, Crystal Hart Psychics, Instagram, Crystal Hart Psychics, and also Twitter, which is CH Psychics. My website is crystalheartpsychics.com, where you will see my readers online. If you want to message me directly, because I do sessions privately via Skype, Teams, or WhatsApp, you can actually contact me directly through the Facebook page, and I can arrange a time and a separate way of paying, and I can do a session online. However, remember, I am in the UK, so I am 5 on Eastern Standard Time. I know that Joni is 5 hours behind me. So, yes, there is a time difference, but normally I'm available in the UK in the evening. So, yes, and that's where you can contact me. Failing that, we will actually be back next month, and I'm pretty sure it's the 19th of July. No, it's actually the 18th of July. It's a Tuesday. We said the 18th, didn't we, Joni? We said... Hang on. I can make it the 19th.
I had written down Wednesday the 19th.
Oh, that's me then. So Wednesday the 19th, we're definitely on. So, yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, because you put the 19th. That's what I said, the Tuesday, which was the 18th, and then you just put 19th is down. So we're doing the 19th. It is the 19th.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
So, yes. So, anyway. As I said, thank you everybody for calling in. I'm actually going to play a song out, which is by a good friend of mine, Kirsten Smitten, if you ever wanted to look her up. Just to let you know as well, which Joni never ever says about, well, she does sometimes, that the song I Can't Make You Love Me and Finding Me that we play on this show is actually sung by Joni herself. So Joni, would you like to tell everyone where they can listen to your music?
Well, thank you. Yeah, they can find the songs on my website, and they could find them on SoundCloud. And I do want to share that the dear man, Greg Deppy, who accompanied me on piano, recently passed. And that just with such a heavy heart, I share this. He helped me put music down, and accompanied me on piano to many of the songs that I wrote. And I have a lot of gratitude, and I know that he is a deep. Yeah. I have a lot of gratitude. So when you hear the piano behind me with the songs that are played here, that's Greg. So thank you for sharing that, Caroline. And thank you for being at the controls, and just another great show with you. Thank you.
Good. Right. Well, I'm going to play a song now, which is, as I said, sung by a friend of mine, Kirsten Smitten, who is a wonderful agent and also herself a light worker. It's called I Bloody Love You. She is an English rose. And anyway, so I will play that out with her song. And thank you for calling in once again and listening. And we'll see you next month. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, sunshine, on a rainy day, I can feel your warmth radiate on my face. I know I'm not like these other girls. I often don't talk to you, 'cause I live in your world. I love you, bloody do. Even though sometimes I don't say enough to you, oh hey. I love you, I slip into my head. My head is in